Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Kalen Patterson, Midwest Local People, Be Real Talk in the house. Well, probably on the phone or in your car or wherever you listen to. But anywho, this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and look for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, Desiree, like a Mack truck. Who I say? Huh?
Check ice us cream.
Out at P4PMuscle.com. Nice cream for ice cream. And now, hey, let's talk.
That's right. You scream, we scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Yes. Ice cream sandwich, piece of meat. Hey. Yeah. So anyway, Des, how you doing?
I am just awesome. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Weather is absolutely beautiful today, although I understand that in Iowa, at least in my neck of the woods of Iowa, we're looking at rain and snow the rest of the week.
Yeah,
so
it's going to be catching that way here, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So Mother Nature has no idea what she's got going on. The Illinois. So, hey, weather aside, before we get started tonight, I did have a couple of competition opportunities that I just wanted to throw out there in case our listeners weren't aware. We have one coming to us from Colorado. It's a WNBF, the Front Range Natural Bodybuilding Championships. That's Saturday, June 11th in Broomfield, Colorado. So if you happen to be in or near that neck of the woods and that show fits your timing, you might want to check that out. There is also the NGA Annapolis Bodybuilding Figure, Physique, and Bikini Championships coming up on a Sunday, May 22nd in Annapolis, Maryland.
Oh, wow.
So again,
Sunday.
I know. So check your calendars, check your bank account, and then if it works for both of those, then I encourage you to jump in one.
Well, I like that. On a Sunday.
That's right.
Cause
the season is starting to heat up, so we are going to be talking about
more
and more shows and sharing with more promoters in the weeks to come, so you're definitely going to want to be paying attention to what's going on and who we've got going on, because you're going to want to be in the know.
That's right. And if you're getting ready to compete, we do try to get out the really great promoters, the ones that really address the needs of the competitor and actually have the competitor in mind when they, you know, actually promote the shows and have these competitions. Because it's good to be taken care of with all the work you do. You should have your time to shine, not a time to frown, because you're just not being addressed as you feel adult or competitors should be addressed. So we'll be very careful to bring those people on and let you get to meet them like we know them. So without further ado, I'd like to talk about tonight's guest, which is not a promoter, but he is a competitor. And he's actually a guy that JV, when he first was talking to me about him, I couldn't wait to meet him, because he was just so energetic about, you got to meet this guy, you got to talk to him, I'm telling you, he's somebody special. And I actually got to meet him in Chicago, where he was competing. Actually, it was a really great night. It's one of the nights that I think I'll always remember, simply because this man and everybody else was so ready for that show that it as a competitor, you like to see people come in with that kind of competition, that kind of conditioning and everything else. And this young man's name is Rory. And I'll let him introduce himself and just let the world know and let the Natty Nation know what this man is all about.
Wow. Thank you. That was a great introduction. As Kalen said, I am Rory Koontz Jr. He referred to the Chicago show that we did, which was the Illinois State Championships on April 25th, that I won. I then went on to win the Ricardo Ledins Classic August 22nd, and I went to and also won the Natural Mr. Olympia Championship November the 11th of this past year. So I am the reigning, defending natural Mr. Olympia.
Wow.
And that is absolutely amazing. That was quite a ride that you had last year. And not to take anything away, but the one thing that we didn't mention is that you are also a wheelchair competitor.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
So, and that, I mean, and I... Oh, go ahead. Feel free. Don't let me cut you off there.
No, I was just saying that it's actually quite funny how I got into bodybuilding. I was approached by people for many years to get into the sport of bodybuilding. Actually, Nick Scott, IFBB Pro, he does the wheelchair bodybuilding for the NPC. He's been trying to get me to do it since, I would say, 2007. But at the time, I was not ready to step into the arena of bodybuilding. Not physique-wise, because my physique has always been something I take great pride in. But
mm-hmm.
I believe that everything is about timing.
Mm-hmm.
And December of 2009, I decided that I was going to get into the world of competitive powerlifting. Excuse me. And I did what they call a power curl, which I also did from a wheelchair. And what's unique about that is I'm the only one to actually ever do it. So
wow.
What will happen is instead of me going to pick up the bar, they will hand me the bar on my lap and I will curl straight up. So it completely takes away my legs as a source of leverage or stability. It's all core
mm-hmm.
and bicep strength.
Yeah.
I did that from 2009 to 2013, where I won everything from the Delaware State Championship to a world championship. I actually won 3 back-to-back world championships and set all kinds of records. Then I decided that I was going to take the year off in 2014 and finally step into the world of competitive bodybuilding, and here we are. So it's been quite a run.
It has been quite a run. And you've been no stranger to the, the winner's circle along the whole way. I guess part of the story is, and I think it would be good to share with our listeners, is kind of your journey to this point, because you've been in a wheelchair your whole life. And so with that even being said, I mean, there's a whole lot that goes along with, obstacles that you're overcoming, and then just to continue to grow and strive to get to the point where you are now. What has that journey been like?
That has actually been an interesting ride. When I was, let my mom tell it, all she wanted me to do was to be able to understand her and to respond back to her. Apparently, when I was born, they told her I wasn't going to be able to use my left side whatsoever. I couldn't see and I wouldn't be able to speak. So it's been an interesting ride. Actually, she didn't start letting me do things on my own until I was about 6, and I had to use the bathroom, and the light switch is on the wall. So I jumped
mm-hmm.
up, turned the light on, and I went to the bathroom. From that point on, it was like, okay, what else can you do?
Mm-hmm.
As far as mom is concerned, I would say when I was about 8 years old, that's the first time I seen Arnold Schwarzenegger and all those guys. And I said to myself, I'm looking around, and everyone I see who's in sport is walking and winning all these championships. but I don't see anybody like myself doing these kinds of things. So then it became, how far can I push myself? That's how it all started. I said to myself, well, how far, you know, can I go? Not only academically, but physically, obviously. The academics is something that is kind of there, because when you're in this kind of position, you don't really go outside too much and get invited to a lot of different parties. So, you know, you're studying for classwork. You know, you study so much it becomes second nature. And I'm one of those people where I don't have to open a book. I do everything from memory and lip reading.
Mm-hmm.
So school was never something that was difficult. So I wanted to see, like I said before, how far I could push myself from a physical aspect. So then I started to get into different things, from martial arts to wheelchair track to basketball to baseball to bowling to amateur wrestling.
Oh, my goodness.
It turns out that everything that I've done thus far, I have won in, including bodybuilding. So, like I said, it's been one nice ride. And the thing about me is, even though I may win at something, I'm always going to train and push hard as if I never have won anything. That keeps me hungry, you know, that keeps me focused, and I always have something to shoot for.
Yep.
So,
I mean, and it also keeps you, I think, humble. I mean, and even though you've had, you know, success after success after success, in the face of all the challenges that you have had growing up, but you just never quit. You're never satisfied. And I think that is a characteristic of, you know, someone who is a continual learner, a continual athlete, a continual competitor. I mean, it's always what's next and what more can I do?
I mean, that's something that I have to give all credit to my mother for that. My mother is a single mother, and, you know, she worked temp jobs because from the beginning when I was born, I would spend maybe 29 days out of 30 days at hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so she could never work a normal job. She always had to take care of me. And I'm originally from New York. So it would be me, her, bags, and a stroller everywhere. Subways, buses, you know, whatever. We just got it done. So from watching that and growing up in that, you know, I don't have the choice to give up.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't give up,
well,
so
okay.
I can't give up, you know?
So actually, it just helped you increase actually ahead of the game, because, you know, I really don't think you saw anything as a challenge other than you just getting better, because that's what you were seeing in your mom.
Right. You know, mom has never allowed me to limit myself in any capacity. She's always, you know, pushed for me to always strive to do things with excellence. So that's what I shoot for. Like I said, that's something that's been ingrained since day one. So, like I said earlier, I owe all of that, you know, everything I am to her and God, of course. You know.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's something I saw, and I was like, well, I got to ask him on the show. Why ask over social media when we could just cover it on the show? You have a class coming up that you teach at your gym?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I teach a class in Wilmington, Delaware at Balance Strength and Fitness Center called Sit and Get Fit. And what that is exactly what it sounds like. Everyone can join, because no matter whether you're in a wheelchair or you're not, everybody has to sit. And I go through a whole entire upper body workout from a seated position. So it's a fun, energetic class. It's fast-paced. It's cardio-burning. And it's interesting to see people that are used to standing and working out actually sit for the first time. Because they have They have to, not that the body mechanics are not there, but they have to mentally, you know, figure some things out. Because from a seated position, you can't really cheat. There's no cheating. It kind of forces you to really lock into whatever it is that you're doing and use your core to really help stabilize, because you don't have your lower extremities, you don't have your quads, you don't have your hands, you don't have your calves. So it's a very interesting class, and anybody that wants to come and try it out is definitely welcome.
So I guess I've got two questions. A, how did you get started with teaching this class? And B, are you finding that there are a lot of opportunities for individuals in wheelchairs, or we're just seeing more individuals like yourself creating more and more of those opportunities because there's that big of a need?
Well, let me answer your first question. I've been personal training since 2008. I also have a sports nutrition certification, so I do nutrition and training. I do both. As far as the need is concerned, I believe that God put me in this position in order to give a platform for people as far as exercise and motivation, because you don't see a lot of that going on. You know, you see a lot of people who stand and they work out. That's what you see. That's the norm. You don't really see a person who's in a wheelchair that truly pushes themselves as far as a physical aspect, or if you do, it's because they have some kind of injury. It's not a person that was born with a disability and then goes, okay, how far can I push myself, or what's possible? I always like to say that the impossible is possible, but that has to do with faith. So I feel like God put me in this position to be that motivator, to be that spark, because the next person that comes along is going to see me and say, okay, if he did it, I want to do better than that. And that's what I want, ultimately. You know, I want that next person to come up and you go, okay, he did this, now let me go here with it.
Now, there's something that I don't want to pass up on this, because as an instructor in the past, I know that not only do you teach the class, but you also have to be very vocal while doing it. So, you know, you're really pushing yourself in that arena as well.
Absolutely, but the thing is, when you love what you do and you have a passion for what you do, it's never work. You know what I mean? It's never work.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun. I get up every day and I'm happy all the time because I'm doing what I love, which brings me to my YouTube channel. On my YouTube channel, if you go and you look, the Stone Powerhouse YouTube channel, I put motivational speeches. I put up different workout exercises that people can do from wheelchairs or standing. Sometimes I'll do something crazy and have a little fun with the weights. Throw some heavy stuff around, do some extremely high reps. But that came about because one of the people that follow me on Facebook, his name is Josh Pollock, and he said to me at 2 a.m., maybe about a year ago, he said, do you have any ideas on what I can do to train myself because I'm confined to this wheelchair?
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually not confined to my wheelchair. I started walking when I was 10. But I'll get into that story in a minute. So the first thing I did was I did my research. I went on YouTube and I looked. And almost every single video that comes up either has something that is not adaptive to us, or if it is, it's people that, you know, they have rods in their backs or all kinds of things, but they can still get out of their chairs. There's nothing really that's for a person who's confined to that chair, can't get out of that chair, and still wants to get in the gym and, you know, throw some stuff around. So that's when I said, okay, I'm going to create this channel, and I'm going to do a series called Wheel Muscle Series. Now, that series, we say that wheel muscle is real muscle. That series is entirely dedicated. Thank you. That series is entirely dedicated to those who cannot move from their wheelchair. So I will take them through entire workout routines. I will do the voiceovers for the video, splice the video, put the video together, and all that kind of stuff. So that is for those people. That is for those people. And it's one of those things where I don't care if I'm ever a YouTube sensation or I'm not. Someone came to me with a need, and it's my responsibility to fulfill that need because I have that knowledge. You see what I'm saying? If you don't pass forth knowledge that you have, then basically it's a waste. So that's how that all came about. Like I was saying to you before, I started walking when I was 10 years old. And that came about because my mother had my brother when I was 10. She was pregnant. And I said to myself, okay, well, I'm going to be a big brother. I don't want to see my brother see me crawling. So I decided I was going to get up. Obviously, there's a process that happens with that. You have to learn how to get up on the walker and then turn around and then move your legs left and right and walk.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was different. It was different. It was very different. I climbed up on the walker, turned around, and I took off. I mean, I took off. You know, anybody that knows me or sees me out and about, I don't walk. I run because I just take off. So that's how that came about. I was 10, and like I said, I didn't want him to see me crawl around on the floor, you know, because I'm big brother now, so.
You're the big brother. And big brothers have to lead.
So that's how that came about. That's how that came about. My life has been pretty interesting. Pretty interesting indeed.
And I would say, I mean. I think, I mean, you listening to your story and just, you know, your mom's story through your perspective, it, you know, life really is what you make it. And, you know, I wish I could remember who said this quote, but basically it was, once a person sets their mind to or is determined to do something, there is nothing that can stop them. I mean, and that's basically you. You've done so many things in so many areas that it's just a matter of what do I want to do next.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do believe that that is definitely true. You know, that has been phrased many different ways about the mind being the most powerful thing, but I definitely believe that it applies to every aspect of your life. And the human body itself is such a unique creation that it will adapt. If you take something away from it, it will adapt. given time and proper training. So, as far as what I want to do next, I mean, there's just so much to do, and I'm not done by a long shot. I'm actually going to be 28 at the end of April, so, yeah, I'm not done.
Ah, well, happy early birthday. You're so young. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm not done by a long shot.
He's young compared to me, Kalen. Quit laughing.
Me too.
As far as, let me just put this out there, because I've been on social media, and, you know, I hear the people talking, but I want to let them know that, you know, they know where to find me. I will be on that Olympia stage, and if you want what's mine, come get it. Let's just put that out there. Let's just put
nice.
It out there in case people are listening. You know, the air is real thin at the top. You will find that out. But, you know, we off that.
Love it. Love it.
I've got a book coming out, The Rise of the Stone Powerhouse, Volume 1, because there will be
okay.
several more. There will be several more volumes as things manifest in my life. But I feel like it's really important to put my story out there to inspire and motivate. But the book is not just going to be about my life and the different challenges I've been through. Like I said, I'm also a sports nutritionist, so we're going to have some of that in there. We're going to debunk some of these myths that some of these so-called gurus out here like to perpetuate that absolutely make no sense. I mean, if you really sit back and think about some of the stuff, it makes
True.
No
yes.
sense.
We talk
so
about a lot on this show.
We're going to debunk some of those myths.
Please
but
do.
Hopefully, with the book, and again, my attitude is, you know, if I happen to be a New York Times bestseller, then hey, so be it. But my first responsibility is to put the message out there. Put the message out there that the impossible is possible. If you can, you know, conceive it, you definitely can achieve it. And that's how we need to move through life. So that's always first responsibility. That's priority number one. So the book will be coming out. It's actually almost finished. It'll be out, I want to say July. July.
Okay.
Is it going to be a hard copy or ebook?
Yep.
It's going to be hard copy and ebook.
Perfect.
Both. So, because we're, like I said, I'm trying to get the message out to as many people as possible. So please,
well, and you're definitely
going
to have to let us know for sure when it does hit the shelves, because then Kalen and I will be sure to spread the word to the Natty Nation as well, so they can be out there looking for it.
Absolutely. That would be greatly appreciated.
So, and in addition to the book's not the only thing that you have going on right now, because you also have some other things in the works, do you not?
Yes, I have a website that's going to actually launch in April. It's thestonepowerhouse.com. That is going to be for all of my people that are online that can't physically come and train with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have that for those people. So it's going to have my prices, my different programs that I offer, because I offer a variety of different programs. Different nutritional stuff. So it's going to be like kind of a one-stop shop. It's going to have all my media, all the interviews that I do, where I'm going to be and when I'm going to be there, so I can meet my supporters and fans and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be big. It's going to be big.
Well, we can't wait to see that either. So you actually have a whole little health and wellness dynasty that you've got started here with your training that you already do, your classes. Now you have a book coming out to continue to share the knowledge and then a website to jump into the virtual training arena. So with all of this going on and defending your title in the future, how are you finding time to continue to train or focus on that aspect of your world?
Because I don't sleep. I don't sleep.
Sleep is overrated.
I actually get proper sleep for anybody who's listening. Get your proper rest. It's important to growth and everything else. So let's not sleep, people. Let's just put that out there. But, again, as I stated earlier, when you love and you have a passion for what you're doing, you know, you do it. You put the long hours in. You know, sometimes when I'm up till 3 a.m. Checking over stuff for clients, because I like to take a really personal approach with my clients. Really put that personal training aspect into the personal training. Not just, hey, well, this is me, give me your money, here's a workout program with a paper, now go follow it.
Yep.
I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. I'm the guy that, you know, wants to be there to answer all of your questions that you may have about substitutions on your diet, what's going on with your physique, you know, constantly keeping up with the numbers, the progress pics. I'm that guy. So if I have to stay up till 3 a.m., I'm okay with that. I'm also the same guy if I have to stay up, you know, to 8 a.m. or whatever it is, whatever wee hours of the morning for the people that have questions on social media or emails. You know, I personally answer every email, every social media comment, run every social media page. Because, again, you know, my first priority is to spread the message. You know? So as the messenger, you know, you have to be able to believe in me. And if I'm not backing up what I'm saying, then it has no substance. So, you know, I'm not the guy that doesn't run his social media pages and passes it off to somebody else who I don't have time. That's not me. That's certainly what I do not believe in. You know, I'm the guy that signs all the autographs and takes pictures and kisses the babies and all that kind of stuff. Because all that kind of stuff
is wrong with that.
It's important. Which brings me to a story. Back when I was powerlifting, my first world championship, I met a guy. He brought his son to the event, and his son barely had the ability to move his hands, his fingers, anything. Everything was fused together. And he looks at me and he goes, "I want to be just like you."
Hmm.
To say that that was a heart-touching moment is an understatement. But that was definitely a confirmation of what kind of platform I have and what kind of reach that I have. And it was also a confirmation of what kind of responsibility I have. Because
yeah.
A lot of times you have people who are on a big platform that do absolutely nothing with it. Whether it's being socially conscious or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't want to be that guy. I'm never going to be that guy. I believe in being really personable and laughing and joking with everybody. And that's
yeah.
going to be that way until God calls me home.
There you go. Well, you know, it sounds mostly like no matter what, you got some goal ahead of you, and you've never looked at life as challenging other than getting you to your goal.
Yeah, you can say that. You can definitely say that. But again, like I said, you know, I have a message that I have to give to the world. And the message is not even about me. It's bigger than me. You know? So, with that being said, I have to do whatever's necessary to make sure that happens. I was watching Passion of the Christ the other day, on the Up Channel.
Nice.
And I bring this up a lot to people, but it's the part where, you know, Jesus is carrying a cross, and they're throwing all kinds of stuff at this man, and he's still carrying his cross, and they string this man up. If they did that to him, there's nothing that I can't take, because he took it all, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So when
yes.
you put things in perspective like that, you know, sleep doesn't matter, you know, you're wanting to be selfish because you feel like doing this and you should do that. That doesn't matter when you put things in perspective like that. Because you have to ask yourself, could I pay that price? Am I strong enough to do that? So, I mean, that's what it is for me in a nutshell. That's what it is.
Man, that is really putting it in its perspective, man. And
yeah, no doubt.
Big props to you for putting it that way. I mean, wow. Wow.
I know. What can you say after that?
I got nothing. Well, honestly, let him give his shout out, and we'll bring this show on home.
Okay, well, obviously, first, I'd like to give a shout out to my family. And I say family, I don't say sponsor, because P4P Muscle truly is a family all across the globe. That's just the way it is. So I definitely want to give a shout-out to my family. I want to give a shout-out to our great products. You know, that cotton candy BCAAs is in my veins every single day. As a matter of fact, I don't even think I drink water regularly anymore. You know, that's how good that is, which is a blessing because, you know, especially when you're on, you know, you're on your on season and you're drinking all this water. The last show I did, I think I was up to like 2 gallons a day.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a lot of water. I'm not going to give away all my secrets, obviously, but that's a lot of water. So, you know, water tends to get bland, and you're like, oh, I don't want to do this. So by putting a scoop of that, you know, that cotton candy flavor BCAAs in there, man, that's a treat in itself, because you don't get too many treats when you're on that diet. You're on an island all by yourself.
Real
not
talk.
Not that I mind being on the island, you know, never bothered me none, but it helps out to have a little treat every now and then. So that definitely is a product that is in my main staple right now.
Yeah.
And has
one quick question. One quick question. How good does it feel to have something that tastes good and actually works? Because it's usually one or the other. Either tastes good and it doesn't work, or it works and it doesn't taste good.
Oh, man, listen. That's beside the point. Not only is that a great thing, but a lot of these companies like to put a lot of things on the back of their products, like matrix this and matrix that, you know. And you never really know what's in a product. You don't know the dosage and all these kinds of things, because people hide everything under matrixes. So, that is something that you don't get with P4P at all. What they say is in it, and it is what it is, and they work very hard to make sure that definitely as natural athletes, there's no banned substances, and they work hard on their flavoring, and just about everything we have has phenomenal flavoring. So not only is it wonderful that it actually works, but it tastes great, because a lot of times, especially with protein, you know, you don't get it in your system because you're trying to drink it down, and it, you know, it tastes like, you know, cherry flavored cough medicine or some crap like that. And, you know, you really don't want to finish that. You don't have that problem with P4P products at all. At all.
No, it is some good stuff. I have to laugh about the cherry flavored cough syrup stuff that you don't want to finish. I've had my fair share of that more than once.
Yeah.
And sometimes the very sad lemon flavored cough lozenge I didn't want to finish.
Yeah.
Either.
You just don't.
You're actually calling out Ricola.
Yeah.
It was more like a no cola.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much. But, definitely, you know, look out for the book. Look out for the website if you want to stay abreast of what's going on in my different social media pages. It's at the Stone Power is the Twitter. At the Stone Powerhouse is the Instagram. Facebook is the Stone Powerhouse. I run all of it. You know, drop me a line, drop me a message, question, comment, whatever. You know, I've had hour conversations with people from different countries. You know, I've had this one guy, he was from Spain. He contacted me and he told me, you know, I got into this injury. I'm in this hospital, everything is broken, I can't get out of bed, and then I see you, you know, and we ended up having a 2-hour conversation literally through Messenger on Facebook. So, you know, don't be afraid to message me, hit me up, and if you, you know, you want to know how to train and how to really make things grow and, you know, trim some things down, be sure to check out the YouTube page, The Stone Powerhouse. I do upload weekly, so, you know, that's out there, and basically that's what it is.
All right, well, you guys heard it. You heard it from the man himself, all the different outlets where you can keep up with Rory and what he's doing. And even if you're not confined to a chair, but you know someone who is, or maybe they're just partially in a chair, point them his way. You know, if they're looking for a new adventure or, you know, just motivation or the reinsurance that they can do anything it is that they want to set their minds to, he'll be a great person for them to talk to. Rory, we can't thank you enough for joining us tonight and sharing your amazing story. Do give props to your mom for us, to your family, to everyone who's out there riding the Rory train, because it's a pretty amazing story.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
So keep us posted. All right.
Really quick. I wanted to mention that before the Natural Olympia, I will be headed back to the Ricardo Legends Classic July 30th. So, you know, if anybody wants to hop on that stage too and come get some, I'll be there. You know.
All right. I think that challenge has been issued, and you heard it here first. So there you have it. Can you go ahead and repeat the show name and date for us again, Rory?
Yes, that's the Ricardo Legends Classic. That has been moved to July 30th as of last night.
Okay, and where is that show taking place?
That's taking place at... I actually don't have it in front of me.
All right. That's all right. Well, if you want to send that information to me, I'll make sure that we get that shared with the rest of our listeners here.
Like I said, follow me on my social media because it will be posted there. So,
awesome.
You know.
There you go. So on behalf of Mr. Rory, myself, Kaylin, and P4P Muscle, your body is a temple. P4P, so let's build it.